And in the book that I'm writing, we're going to have some, you'll see a lot of this in there, because I'm one, again, I love foundation. You know, apostolic ministry has to do with architecture. Architect, apostle. That's in that meaning. In other words, blueprints. You know, what it's supposed to look like, design. And to find that out on a spiritual as well as a natural basis or level, we go to the book of Genesis. Now, let me start, if you'll give me that verse, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Today, this morning, we talked about God's kind. In other words, we are God's kind. Now I want to talk in relation to that, and we'll work more into that message. But what I want to talk about today is His image. His image. Okay, in Jeremiah 2 and verse 21, here's a statement that God is making in reference to mankind. He says, "Yet I had planted thee a noble vine." When Adam was created, he was, in essence, a noble vine. Holy and right seed. "How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?" Okay, the word there, degenerate. Degenerate. Genesis, G-E-N-E. Gene. Okay, it's beginnings, foundation, blueprint, formula, plan, architecture. Genesis. The word means beginnings. The word degenerate means that the gene has degenerated. It's lost something. It's lost its power, lost its identity, lost its purpose. Wouldn't you say that's what's happened to mankind? Amen. But good news is that we are in times of regeneration, restoring, restoration. So God is restoring what man lost to the devil is being restored back. One important aspect or facet of that is your image. In a carnal sense, there's a Sprite commercial. I think it still pops up every now and then during sports events, where it says, "Image is everything." What they're saying is, you know, how you portray yourself. But see, a lot of people portray themselves in a false way. Thanks for the amens in this section here. Thank you, Elder. Stay with me. You know, one of the elders went to Africa with me. I was preaching in a service. This was Elder Donald, Elder Watson. He's out of town this weekend. He went, and in that service, he was so loud. I mean, he was right, and then everybody got loud. So stay with me. Maybe the rest of these will wake up. See, I'm doing all the talking. All y'all gonna do is say amen. It don't hurt to say amen every now and then. You know, that's right, preacher. Tell the truth. On the sixth day, God made a man and a woman and rested on the seventh day. On the sixth day, God made the man and the woman. Now, understand something. Adam. Eve was inside. I like to go here every now and then, and we'll do a deeper study in the school on it. But Adam had Eve on the inside. God's plan A was not to put Adam to sleep and cut on him. That wasn't God's plan. Adam, being created in the image and likeness of God, had power to decree, to speak things into existence. So, what God had placed in him at a particular time. He had authority to speak her forth. But see, things had gotten to a place where God said, it's not good that the man be alone. See, Adam wasn't lonely, but he was alone. Look here, so we're already talking degeneration. There are things that happened even before the fall. How the enemy could even get a place in there. But anyway, he could have spoken some things. But now after the fall, that ability to speak creatively like God, as he fell, it fell. It fell from here to his loins. Now all he could do was produce flesh. He could not produce a pure virgin. It was after his own image now. And like the beasts of the field, he had fallen. His spirit was no longer alive. Degeneration. And so we are a result of that degeneration, that fall. But thank God he sent Jesus. Come on. I said, thank God somebody that he sent Jesus. Listen, I can't praise him for you. I can show praise him for myself, though. See, some of y'all don't know what he's done for me. That's why I'm always having a smile on the inside. I'm always thanking God. Wherever I go, whatever I go through, I'm thanking God. No matter how intense it might be, thank you, Lord. Amen. You don't know like I know. Amen. But on the sixth day, God made man and woman and rested on the seventh day. God brought man into the seventh day, the day of rest. Let me say that again. God brought man, he created on the sixth day and brought him immediately into the day of rest. A day of rest. Now remember, Genesis has to do with genes, DNA. Purpose. Everything having to do with beginnings. God not only created man, but he created man or created everything for man. All those days he created everything and everything was created for man. He's a good father. He's a good, good father. Now look at this. Maybe someone's struggle will cease. Man came into the joy of the Lord the seventh day without having to do anything. God brought man into the joy of the seventh day, the rest, and man didn't do anything. God brought him there. I want to encourage someone here this morning that's struggling with stuff, trying to get it done. You're doing it in your own strength. And sometimes the best thing to do is just let go. It doesn't mean that you're careless or that you don't care or that, you know, you're irresponsible. What it does mean in a certain set of circumstances is that you choose to trust the Lord. And not your own ability or your own intellect or your own wit, but you choose to trust the Lord. That's important. God was pleased with man because God saw the potential that he put in man. Whether you realize it or not, right now you have potential that you have never tapped into. There's a greater you on the inside of you. Yes, it is. There's a greater you. Amen. And it doesn't matter what your age is. Tell somebody right now, age ain't nothing but a number. A state of mind. I was telling them in the first service, I saw on it was on Sports Center or something, ESPN or something, where two men were, they raced each other, and then they raced in another race, but they raced each other. One was 93 and one was 100, and they raced, it was a 60-yard dash, and they dashed. The 100-year-old won the first race. And you know how he won? He leaned over. Seriously, he beat him by a breath. He leaned over and beat him. The 93-year-old wasn't going to put up with that. They had to race again. So a few months later, after a little more training, they raced again, and the 93-year-old beat him. He beat him, but the 100-year-old said, well, he beat me this time, but you know, we'll see if we can race again. I'll get in better shape, and I'll try to beat him next time. Tell somebody, age is a state of mind. Some folks check out at a young age. The best of your time hadn't arrived yet. I'm telling you, and I'm not just talking to fill up space. The greatest of our days lie ahead of us. Take that to yourself. The greatest of our, the greatest, the fullest, the bestest of our days lie ahead of us. All the prophetic word that was spoken over the Christ from Genesis all the way to the cross, the majority of prophecies were filled in the last 24 hours. Last 24 hours of his life, the most of the prophecies were fulfilled. God held all that was spoken and encapsulated it into 24 hours. So a whole lot of what you've been preparing for, or God's been preparing you for, all that stuff you've gone through, all the things you've learned not to do and ways not to do it, it's not for naught. God's got something waiting on you in the end. Let me tell you something. I've been to Africa. I forget how many times. I've been there many, many, many times, and to Haiti, different places, many times. I don't even count. I've lost count. I don't know if I could go back and count all the times. But you know what today keeps me really enthused about going? First of all, I love it. It's my metron. It's who I am. But let me use this example. There was a man who climbed Everest. He climbed it many times. Almost lost his life a few times. And they asked him, why do you keep climbing Everest? You've been there already. And he had a class of students about the size of this middle row here. And he said, the reason I continue to climb Everest is for them. To take them there. To let them have the experience of Everest. See, there comes a point in time in your life where the focus is not on you. It's on you giving yourself.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.